Keith Andrews and Stephen Ward, two players who joined on loan beginning of the season. What about this?
Yeah, great. You know, the fans have been fantastic all season. They've stuck by us through some indifferent performances and results at times. You know, they've never waned away from supporting the team, and they're a credit to the football club. They've been fantastic.
It was tough tonight, Stephen. Was patience the key?
Yeah, massively. I think, you know, we're used to teams coming to the Amex and sitting back, putting 10 men behind the ball and making it difficult for us. So, you know, Blackpool done it on Monday, and we said in the dressing room at the start, it was all about being calm, you know, collective and patient. And, you know, then when, you know, second half, maybe when legs get tired, we can kill them off, which, you know, sort of worked out really well. Obviously, would have been nice to maybe be one or two up at half-time, but, you know, the main thing was we didn't panic. We kept going, and I thought we totally deserved that victory, and, you know, roll on next week now and see what happens.
Albion have got the points in the bag now. How important is that?
It's massive. It was always going to be important for us to get maximum points tonight after the disappointment of Monday against Blackpool, and it certainly puts pressure on the teams below us. You know, they've got the game in hand, but they've got to go and win it now, and we'll be watching obviously eagerly tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, and fingers crossed they don't get the results, because we'd like to have our own destiny in our hands come Saturday 12:15 next week.
And you know all about that pressure tonight. I mean, Yeovil were bottom of the table, they didn't play like it. It just goes to show how competitive this championship is.
Yeah, you know, I think you've seen throughout the season we've had some of our toughest games against, you know, so-called teams down the bottom half of the table. So, you know, it's the beauty of the league that anyone can beat anyone on any given day. And, you know, we have to be professional tonight, as you said. You know, very calm. I thought the lads, you know, kept at it. The fans were unbelievable, as they have been all season. You know, the crowds you get down here is just unbelievable. And, you know, hopefully we can reward them with getting into the playoffs and doing a job next week. And, you know, that's what we'll start preparing for from tomorrow.
Final question. A lot of football recently. How important now to have a good break before the game at Forest?
Yeah, I think we're all right, though. I think, you know, we've seen tonight the manager rotated it a little bit, chopped and changed the starting 11, and the importance of the subs coming on, being fresh, like the Solimars, Lua, you know, they were fantastic when they came on. So, yeah, we'll get our break over the weekend, but then we'll be raring to go come Saturday next week.
And what did it mean to you two fellas to get promoted with this football club? I mean, who knows, into the playoffs of the Premier League? What would it mean, Stephen?
You know, that's the reason we came here. You know, we both knew... You know, speaking to each other, you know, when we come on loan, it was a club going in the right direction. They were very unlucky not to get to the playoff final and have a chance of promotion last year. And we knew that would be the aim this year. So, you know, that's one of the main reasons we came down here to achieve something like this. And as I say, you know, we've done all right so far. And it's all about going there next week and securing our place in the playoffs. And then, you know, as the playoff goes, it's then on any given day. And we definitely fancy ourselves in them.
Keith?
Just echo what Stephen said, really. It was a major part in us coming here. And we wanted to be in the shake-up for promotion, and thankfully we still are, so roll on next week.